The Daily News article audio. Today in Lifestyle and Entertainment. FX reaches back over 400 years for its next ambitious series, adapting the hit novel Shogun. When FX sent screenwriter Justin Marks a copy of James Clavell's hit 1975 novel Shogun, with the idea of turning it into a series, he initially couldn't put it down. That's because he was reluctant to pick it up. The book about a British navigator shipwrecked in feudal Japan was massive, over 1,000 pages. And old. It was the book that was on our parents' nightstand. Plus, it sounded culturally out of step. He assumed it couldn't be adapted for 2024. When you open it and you go through it, it is a remarkably modern story, he said. It really does get to the core of what it is to encounter another culture, and to encounter oneself in that culture. Marks and his wife plunged into the fish out of water tale, and now are ready for the world to see their 10-episode fictional limited series Shogun. Set in Japan in 1600, it's rooted in the real history of the period, a dangerous time when several warlords jockeyed for ultimate power, as European powers warily circled the island nation. The arrival of a shipwrecked Englishman, John Blackthorne, disrupts the balance in Japan and yet offers intriguing possibilities since he knows important global information. Upon at first, he rises to become a trusted advisor and ally. It really came down to being the story about agency and this story about characters who are trying to exert control over the path of their own destiny in a very chaotic world where you can literally lose your head at any moment, said Marks. It also shows the hesitant understanding growing between Blackthorne, or Cosmo Jarvis, and Lord Torinaga, or Hiroyuki Sanada, and a love story between Blackthorne and translator Lady Mariko, or Anna Sawai. Sanada says the cast and creators came to the project hoping to respect the novel, but also to ground it in historical reality and make the characters believable. Our North Star was authenticity from the beginning, he said. The series is riding a wave of new TV offerings that embrace Asian culture, including Max's Ninja Kamui, Warrior, and Tokyo Vice, Paramount Plus The Tiger's Apprentice, and Avatar, The Last Airbender, and House of Ninjas, both on Netflix. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.